The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
Okay, this is Rob Corbett, Widow of the Second. I'm sitting in for John Stuttmiller. And I love going to these meetings. I went, like I say, I went over to this meeting last night, and this guy is part of the old guard Republican. We need to get Republicans in there. We need to get funding. He's going on and on. Okay, I'll take questions. I put my hand up. See, I'm not going to get along with this guy. I already know who he is. I don't know his name, but I tangled with him years ago. I said, you know, I got a question. Under the National Voter Registration Act of 1993, which the state of Alaska and every state has adopted, there are no elections for any state officers, only for people that hold a federal office. I said, how are you going to get any state officers elected? Silence. Silence. Oh, that's above my pay grade. Let's move on. Next question. I can, when you get knowledge, my people die for a lack of knowledge, Jose. You need to have knowledge. Oh, call your senator and representative. What do I call them and say? Well, you know, I was told to call you, but I don't have any specific thing because I never read the dang thing. I'm so stupid I wouldn't be able to understand it. But I'm supposed to call you and say, don't do that. Right. Do you think those people actually listen to that? No. They listen to where the money comes from. And I love walking into it. Hey there, Senator, Representative, bow down, you slaves. And kiss my tootsies. I will tangle with any senator, any representative, anytime. Bring it on. Because I now finally have enough background, I can stop these guys cold. Answer the question, sir. Just like the attorney, always know the answer before you ask the question. I know answers now, and I can prove those answers. Are there any elections in America for public officers of any of the several states? No. Can I prove that? Every state is operating under the National Voter Registration Act of 1993. There are no elections for state officers. It was either North or South Carolina in 185 ALR 155. And they come out and sued. You know what they said? Well, you know, you guys could have elections for state officers, but you don't do it. Not my problem. Where do I find this? I want to read it. I don't know. You're not supposed to believe me. Are you? Don't. What is the law that they're operating under? Well, you just go to 52 United States Code, section 20502, 52 USC, section 205.02, definitions. Always go to definitions. Because it's, like I've said before, dog means cat, dog means moon, dog means poop. They, what you think a word means, when they say this term, they'll put it in quotation marks, a word or a phrase means this, they've given a whole new definition. The dictionary is worthless. They're in fantasy world. They're in the Matrix, or wherever else you can relate to. They're in the Wizard of Oz. So what do they say? The term state in quotation marks means a state of the United States or the District of Columbia. What is the subject? State. Object is United States. Of the United States. State is subservient to, and it's equivalent to, and is a conjunction, the District of Columbia. Who lives in the District of Columbia? Citizens of the United States. It says so. They say the qualified electors is a citizen of the United States. A citizen of the United States is a qualified elector. That's in the code. Is it anywhere else in America? No. Well, wait a minute. Who is the National Voter Registration Act for? A citizen of the United States. It says so. They have found. Don't you just love when Congress finds out something? I wonder how they found that out. It is for a citizen of the United States. And when I go vote, I got to be a citizen of the United States by some means, I guarantee you. You have to sign up to be that status, that character. But they also say right above it, the term federal office has the meaning found in 52 U.S.C. 30101 number 3. Wait a minute. Federal office? We're having elections for a federal office? What could that be? They didn't tell me that. So I go to 52 U.S.C. section 30101. 52 U.S.C. section 30101. I go to number 3. The term, in quotation marks, federal office, in quotation, means. That's the exclusive use under the National Voter Registration Act. Means the office of the president or vice president or of senator or representative in or delegate or resident commissioner to the Congress. To the Congress, not of the Congress. And the whole thing. First of all, we don't have any constitutional elections at all. Because a citizen of the United States has no political rights. And that's a fact. Supreme Court said so. Why? Because Congress made it up. We can't inherit taking on the character of a citizen of the United States and go petition our government of the United States. It's the same thing as I could take on the character if we had landlord-tenant laws I've used before. I could take on the character of a tenant and go petition in court for the landlord to do what he's supposed to be doing. But I have not lost my status just by doing that. It's taking on the character. This is Slaughterhouse Crookshank cases. Supreme Court of the United States. Well, we wouldn't want to believe those people back then, would we? These are fact. So my question to him was, how are we going to have elections for any state officers, actually public officers of the state of Alaska? They're all for federal offices. They say so. Because the state of Alaska, or actually Alaska, and all these other states are sovereign states of the United States of America. And they print it, folks. And how do you find out when these people, what they are? It's like, how do you find out what's going on when they say they're bonded? Like in our Alaska nonsense, the judiciary. We're bonded! Go to where the money is. Go to the insurance. They say they're all employees. And that they're protecting the state of Alaska from their employees from stealing from them. That's in the actual insurance policy. But we're not supposed to go that far, because then you got to get a hold of Juno, and you got to go round and round and get them and get a copy to see what's going on. So this is the problem we have now. they tell us a bunch of smoke about H.R. 1. Just like these Republicans. Well, I don't want to hear this. Well, next election, that's above my pay grade. It's above your pay grade that we don't have any elections for public officers in Alaska. I went and thought, well, hey, I'll get these guys because they're impersonating public officers. We don't have a law for impersonating a public officer. We have a law for impersonating a public official, which is everything from the dog catcher up to whoever. They're not public officers, because what's a public officer? Somebody that has discretion to make a decision without talking to somebody. So in this H.R. 1, first thing you look at, are you coming in on an equal footing with the original states? So why is that important? Is all these states supposed to be equal? Oh, we got a question or a caller here. Let me grab that, and I'll get back into this here. Mitchell, Memphis. Question, comment?
Ralph, let me touch base with you about something. You just said during the show here that you said that the government is corrupt.
It is.
You also mentioned, okay, it is, and you mentioned that the election was stolen.
It is. It was.
So would you agree that the government is no longer legitimate?
Oh, absolutely. It hasn't been legitimate. They've been working on this since the Civil War, taking a piece of the time out. We have.
Okay, so let me stop you. Ralph, I want to input something. So
okay.
Why would you want. So we've established now that this government is illegitimate. It's not legitimate. We both agree on that.
Okay.
But why do you want the government and to have a monopoly on violence with the police forces when they're a corrupt, illegitimate government? The police are the ones that go hands-on.
Hold on. You just made a question. Now I get to ask the question.
Oh, go ahead.
So you want to get rid of all the police force because they're corrupt, right? Because they're illegitimate.
I didn't say that.
Is yes or no?
Excuse me, Ralph. I didn't say that.
Okay, wait a minute. So what do we do if we have a corrupt government? What do we do with the police force? Do we get rid of all the Congress? Do we get rid of all the courts?
First of all, I don't know how old you are, Ralph, but you've been pursuing this for many, many decades, and you're not making any inroads. You read when you were on John Stabenow's show Friday. Cannot be freed.
Do
by
you
the
know
same
all the cases that I have?
We can't do this in the courts.
Do you know the cases I have dealt with? Any of them? Name one. Come on.
I don't follow you, other than listening
to
the radio.
Well, how do you make a statement that I've never made any inroads? McAlpine versus the IRS. They went away.
I'm living in 2021, and we're crossing Rubicons now every day in this country. It's getting worse. So we're not going to fight this in the court system. You're reading this legalese, gish gallop stuff. Nobody cares. We're in a different era now.
Okay, then obviously, we're not getting anywhere because you don't care. So you don't want to listen. Just go away. And I thank you for listening. But see, I answer questions. I never give up the fight. If you give up the fight, George Washington never gave up the fight. He gave us something. But thank you for calling and asking basically stupid questions. I'm sorry. I'm not going to waste any time on it. I don't have time for this. You either surrender or you fight. And you fight for the truth. That's it. Either surrender or fight. Bible says, you lukewarm, spit ye out. I'm going to fight for the truth. Washington fought, and he won against all odds. We went over into Europe. Those people that died getting into Europe on that beach, they fought. They knew. But many of them weren't coming back. Did you ever watch the movie Midway? All of the pilots that went out to sink the four Japanese carriers, and very few of them, they knew their chances of coming back was extremely slim. Why did they do that? It's for liberty. It's for freedom. And if you won't fight for liberty or freedom, I'll have to look up. There's a thing. Bow down, there's a thing, and lick the boots or something or other, and don't bother me. Because I don't want anything to do with you. I don't. We have been so blessed in this country. And we have a whole bunch of cowards and we have been invaded. Invaded by the communists, by the Marxists, and the anarchists, and they don't even hide it. Comrade Biden, dementia, he don't have a clue what's going on. Who knows who's pulling his strings? They have done everything to destroy our republic. So we got two choices. Do we fight to save it? Or do we become like communist China? They're over here taking us over right now. I'm going to fight. I might lose. I have been to court many times and lost many cases. And I learned. I quit doing the same dang thing over and over again. That's called insanity. And expect a different result. I have real evidence. And I will challenge anybody. I don't want to talk about what you think and all this other nonsense. Anybody that thinks we don't need the police is an idiot. Do I think every absolute one of them is perfect? No, because what I would say to you, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. Because most of these people that are bringing this up are so evil, they're so corrupt, and they're liars. We have a rule of law. And if the cop if he makes a mistake and goes across it, yeah, he should be punished. But right now we are making, we take one or two instances and we blow them up as though everybody is like that. That's not logic. It's a way to destroy our republic, and that's what they're out after to do. And I'm not going to stand there and not fight. Patty in South Florida, question, comment?
I have a comment. I want to say my father was an 82nd Airborne Paratrooper in World War II. After World War II, he would never fly or jump again, and he planted flowers, rose bushes, hedges, tulips, you name it, and he gave a bouquet of flowers away every single day of his life. Now I'm calling because my brother, who looked up to my father, he was a hero in our family. Only one in four came back, by the way. I'm lucky I grew up with a father to begin with. My brother jumped he was a skydiver because he wanted to be like my father, and he jumped at age 74 to his death last Sunday. I mean, these are guys, these are patriots. You know, at least he died like an eagle.
They should be honored.
You know, he really did. He went out. I'm sorry.
They should be honored. That's why when you bow, when you take a knee against a flag at a sports or anything, you are dishonoring.
Oh, my God, it makes my blood boil.
You are dishonoring every person.
It makes my blood boil, Ralph.
Pardon?
It makes my blood boil when I see stuff like that.
It does me too, because
we are so blessed, as you said.
They're dishonoring everybody that has fought and died to give us the ability. We are so blessed to have a birthright in this country.
We are, and we better not trade it in for lies, because that's the goal. Now, I've been living without a working refrigerator for 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going, and I got to wait another week before I'll get one delivered. And it's like an honor, you know? I feel like I'm not in the Depression. You know, drinking everything cold, wondering, hey, how do I prepare better? People better wake up. Need a new refrigerator or something like that, you better go out there and get it now. Because there's a wait time.
Well, like I say, they just take a little thing, just like George Floyd thing. That cop did everything by the book.
Yeah, and what was that? What was the George Floyd thing? Wasn't that a psyop too? Really?
It was called a lynching. Hold on a minute. It's called a judicial lynching.
I'll hold. You'll have to pry from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it one shot at a time.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Okay, welcome back here. And is the caller still there or not?
Thank you for holding me over.
Well, isn't it just amazing how little we appreciate what we have? Let me read you something here.
Absolutely. And I want to point out a difference between liberty and freedom, but go ahead, please.
Okay, I just had a good lady friend up here. She had a son in the Marines. He just went through training. He went from about 160, 155 or so up to about 190. Absolutely, he topped the top 3% of the Marines. And the last 3 days, they have something called the Crucible. Let me read you what this is about in the making of the Marines. This
yeah,
is the final
do.
Challenge of recruit training is known as the Crucible. It is a 54-hour training exercise that validates the physical, mental, and moral training they've endured throughout the recruit training. The recruits are broken down in squads to face the challenges of the Crucible. They face challenges testing their physical strength, skills, the Marine Corps values they have learned throughout the training. Throughout the event, the recruits are allowed only a limited amount of food and sleep. The final stage of the Crucible is a 9-mile hike from the training grounds to the Iwo Jima flag, raising the statue at Pete Ross Parade's deck. Upon completing this challenge, the recruits are handed their eagle, globe, and anchors, symbolizing the completion of their arduous journey to become U.S. Marines. Now, I'm telling you, there isn't a one of these lying pieces of garbage out there. They wouldn't even come close to doing anything like that.
Yeah, they couldn't lick my father's shoes.
No.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I mean, that blood flows through my... As a woman, I would love to see more men. This has been... But I want to bring up the liberty and freedom. You know all about these laws. I don't know them that well. Maritime law, liberty is your pass from a sailor. You know, there's like the maritime law, the law to sea, right? They get a pass. That's called liberty. Freedom is the rights in our Bill of Rights that had to be written down because they come from God, and government always forgets that. Our rights come from God. They don't come from government.
Well, see,
and
this is
so,
where...
You know, I see our civilization. It's like, my God, this is like... I don't know what it is, you know? I mean, it's a battle between heaven and earth. The devil and God.
You want me to give you a...
You know, America taken down without a shot? Can you
let me insert an issue here that is at the core issue of this. Everybody thinks they are a citizen of the United States, without exception.
Yeah, that looks like that's a bad thing. Is that a bad thing now?
Okay, a citizen of the United States was created.
Permission for everything.
Hold on a minute. Let me finish.
Sorry,
in 14 Stat 27 and 1866, it's a statutory creation to have the same rights as white citizens. It was created for the Negroes specifically. It was to give them only civil rights. Okay? Now, a citizen of the United States has civil rights. You, as in your state, you have civil rights too. But what you don't know and what they don't tell you is, if you are domiciled in one of the several states by your birthright, you also have unalienable rights that come from the Creator. They're also known as the law of nature. Okay?
Right.
The other thing that you have is called political rights.
And our nature's God, right?
We're right. But political rights is the right of suffrage and the right of the elective franchise, and only somebody that is domiciled in one of the several states and is a citizen of Florida or a citizen of Texas has the right of suffrage and the elective franchise, and a citizen of the United States does not have that. He is secular. So what do? They don't believe in family. They don't have a soul. So they get bored.
Right.
So what do they do? They just raise holy hell down there, and they become the minions of Satan. Because there's no soul, there's no inalienable rights, no political rights. And that's a fact. And I got a Supreme Court case. If you'd like to read it, send me an email to IRS. At AlaskaMinuteman.com, and it says the 13th and the 14th, all these amendments from 13 up are not organic amendments because they say at the bottom
exactly.
They're an article.
Well, they were after 1851, right? With the new Constitution.
Hold on a minute, ma'am. They say at the bottom they're an article, and they say Congress can enforce it. You cannot have what's called a right and give it under the control of Congress. That's not a right. Is it?
The difference between that liberty and freedom. That should be, you know, like the French, they gave us the Statue of Liberty. It should be the Statue of Freedom.
Right. Well, anyway, I want to get into
this. This isn't like the maritime law passed. Well, you know, give me freedom or give me death.
Well, right. I understand that. And I do thank you for calling, because, and thank your family for their service, because I'm telling you what, I used to hear taps when I was in the military, and it brings up something in my throat. I look at these people that don't honor our American flag and what we've been given. It sickens me, but it makes me very mad. Okay?
Driving accidents, and you'll see an eagle fly.
Yep.
Bless you.
No reason to get excited.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Deep in the heart of Texas, back in 1835, they drew a line in the sand. The folks at Gonzales had freedom on their minds. It was all because of a cannon that had kept their colony safe. But then General Santa Anna sent some Mexican troops to take the big gun away. You know what those colonists said?
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you, you'll have to pry from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it,
one shot at a time. Well, that started a revolution. No one.
Okay, well,
down.
We're back here. Wayne in Texas. Got a question or a comment?
Yeah, hi, Ralph. Good evening. I had a couple things I wanted to run by you.
Okay.
Okay, first up, a lot of us Texans are very upset with our current governor and the way he's acting towards this border emergency. And I go back to all of 2020 where Democratic governors all over, like in Washington and Oregon and Wisconsin, they thumbed their nose at the federal government every chance that they had. You know, they wouldn't accept help or whatever. But our governor's, like, wringing his hands, and it's almost like he's not going to do anything of substance until there's like a horrible killing or some kind of big problem that impedes public safety. So I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what would be the best, in your mind, the best road for him? Because I would think if he declares a state of emergency, he can take some emergency powers to do some extraordinary things outside of the feds in their jurisdiction.
Are you talking about the police or about the immigration issue?
Immigration.
Okay.
Yeah, the border, the border
agree
invasion.
What they need, they got to get... First of all, immigration is illegal, absolutely illegal. They come as a citizen to the United States. That's another whole issue, but they have no standing. The South Dakota governor, which is a woman, said, no, we're not taking any of your illegals, period. They can't force you to take somebody. It's called the fruit of the poisonous tree. You can't break the law and force me to support your illegal actions. So my question, and I've not researched it out, I don't know what the governor of South Dakota is relying upon. She's a smart woman. She's been denigrated a lot. I would say, Texas, we are not taking your illegal aliens because it is against the law, and have a nice life. We're not going to do it. Now, that would be my response. I don't know the legal thing to make it happen, but that would be what I would do and say, we're not going to do this. Have a nice life.
Right. Well, you know, again, his big thing is that the feds have control of the border. But if it were me, let's line up Texas Rangers and our state guard, maybe about a half mile in, you know, outside of the, what consider the border, and start arresting some of these illegals and send them right back across. What would stop him from doing that?
Well, like I say, it's an amazing thing because we've been taken over by the minions of Satan, and it's the communists, and they're out to totally destroy our republic. They're doing you couldn't have put more of a communist China guy in our government. And what has Biden done in one thing positive? Nothing. Everything is to destroy. It's as quick as they can do it. That's what they're doing. And it's up to these states and it's up to the people to hopefully get them. Luckily, Texas is one of the few states that does stand up to a lot of this stuff and fight. For some reason, I don't know why Alaska don't. We got up, who knows. But they fought some of these lawsuits. They had some good lawsuits into the Supreme Court. I read them. And they were right. But we got a problem. See, that's just like all the courts have been taken over. The government has been overthrown. It happened somewhere in the 1960s or 1970s. It'll vary on your state. And that's what I brought up also at the meeting last night. I said, we have a problem because where do we go for the holding for a rule of law? If you and I got a pissing match, where do we go? We're supposed to go to court, right? Where do we go to get the law upheld? To court. But what happens when there's no lawful courts? In 1974, they print it right in the front of the Alaska Bar Association, we are taking the judicial districts and we're making them administrative districts and we're going to give them a new name and we're going to have a new court. Our Alaska Bar set up a whole new court system with a whole new venue and they print it on the first page of their charter and nobody's interested?
Well, it seems to me that at that point they went from de jure, meaning constitutional, to de facto, which is color of law and everything goes along with it.
It ain't no color of law. It's absolute treason. There's no authority for any of it. Except that,
exactly.
Here's the catch. In the HR, the District of Columbia wants to come in on equal footing with the other states. How come you don't want to come in on equal footing with the original states that's in the Northwest Ordinances? You see, we have an example of what the other states are, Alaska. That's why we came in. We have no sheriffs, we have no counties, and we have what's called an integrated bar. And what's that mean? The Alaska Bar is integrated into the executive and the legislature. They got around and they are taking legislative power, creating a whole new court system, and nobody cares. An integrated bar. Who in the hell, if we don't have separation of powers, what do we got? And if you don't have a constitutional court, It's crazy because also the judge that sits up there in the statute and the Constitution, which is a piece of garbage, any first-year law student could tell you that, he has to have a civil commission. You only get into a public office by, you either have a civil commission by somebody that has that authority, like the governor, or you have a certificate of election by the people. So, I put in, the judges go in by civil commission. I found one in 1966. They hadn't purged over to federal archives to see what they look like. So my question is to these judges, what's your civil commission? I did a FOIA. They says, we don't do them. Really? So I said, I went to the governors. Well, what do you do? Oh, we have what's called an appointment letter. And what's it say? Most of them aren't even signed. They just have a stamp on them. It says, thanks for showing up and accepting the appointment. Now, wait a minute. He's congratulating the judge for being appointed. So I went to the Alaska Bar. I said, okay, did you guys appoint this? Oh, no, not us. Well, how? Where? He has no judicial power. Nobody. How did he get there? He just showed up in a black robe. And then they put a Rule 5 and a Rule 64 in the Alaska Bar. It says, y'all got to stay in this administrative state if you want to keep your bar card. And I had several attorneys help me. They said, not up to us. It's up to you guys to wake up.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, let me go to point number two here, Ralph, so I can get off for another caller. But, you know, it looks like these vaccine passports are going to become a reality, which I think they've already started to implement in the European Union. So it's probably a matter of time before it comes here. And basically, what I see is a lot of state governments are backpedaling on it, mandating it themselves or trying to pass a law. So they're assigning that particular responsibility to private corporations that will now maybe have the power to decide my constitutional rights. And number one, to protect my body, to be able to travel, for my privacy. And how in the world could that even, you know, can we even have this kind of situation, you know?
Okay, let me give you that. Number one, these are experimental drugs. I can't force them on anybody. They have to come through an agency, and they can't ever make it through agencies. They may do this nonsense, but they can't do it, and that's what I am going to be involved in, because they can't ever force. For number one, it's experimental for 2 to 6 years. Number two, it's an mRNA. It is not a vaccine. They changed the definition. It is a. They are modifying the DNA of people. And at some point, once they run experiments on animals, 3 to 6 to 9 months later, these things, animals started dying and getting sick. And that's what's going to happen here.
Yeah. Well, I'm aware of all the background medical, Ralph, but this goes back to, I am incensed that private corporations like a Costco or some other idiot big-time corporation is going to try to dictate to a lot of us what we can or can't do right in the middle of our constitutional rights, again, to travel, to have freedom of speech and everything else.
Well, there are ways to do that, and that's what the thing is. You have to understand the enemy is a thing called an agency. It's just like in the Matrix, these machines that were in the Matrix, and the thing that you have to go after is knowing how to fight the machine. And that's what I'm going to show people how to do, okay?
Very good. Good.
Thank you. Pat?
Thanks, Ralph.
Pat, you got a question or comment, Texas?
Hi, Ralph. You are doing a good job, but there's not much time left. Everybody's waiting to the last minute to do something, but I think they were hoping that Alan West would jump in and demand that we put in a secede from the union thing, proposition, that's all it is. I guess it didn't happen, so people are kind of, what can we do? And Abbott's not doing anything, but he is. He's actually, he sent letters to the judges demanding that they send him the exact cost of every illegal. It costs the state of Texas that come through their court. You got to have some.
Let me stop you here. There is hope, because what's happening, there are platforms coming up. Because number one, when you take over a country, you want to cut off communications. That's the first thing you want to do in the military. You cut off communications so nobody can talk to anybody. So you don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going to happen. It's coming up. I think just be careful there. Mike Lindell is bringing up some stuff, and other people are bringing up some stuff. It's in the works. I just happen to know about it, and we will communicate. And we're going to win this thing before it's over. So just keep the faith. It ain't over yet.
I think everybody wants that actor to become governor, the Democrat, and because he wants a militia. Well, first of all, he would pad the militia with his Democrats.
Well, the first thing we got to do is we have to kill the machines, because if Dominion and Smartmatic, if these machines are controlling the elections, which they have been, I mean, hell, they knew when the Bolt, those other ones were doing it, but nobody wants to do nothing. Why would you not want to have fair elections? Why? Why would you not want to have voter ID? Because you want to rig the election. Wake up! That's all I can say. I got a couple other callers here, so I need to move on here. But thanks for calling. Ken in New York, question or comment? Ken.
Yeah, I have a question about your quest for the area director. We were talking about possibly using Bivens, and I've been thinking about that, and Bivens would only work if you have a federal employee involved in the IRS.
There are ways. I've researched it. I'm going to be writing a lawsuit up. Stay tuned to, if you want to get on my IRS list, IRS@AlaskaMinuteMan.com, $250, $250 donation. If you can't afford it, just tell me why, and I'll still add you. And I'm writing up a case to show there are ways around it, but you got to be very careful how you structure that case. Because if you go at them straight out, Bivens, you won't get anywhere. They'll cut you down. Okay?
Right. The other thing is, if you could identify a federal employee who would know how to find the IRS director, then you could go after that employee and force them to give it up. Yes?
Well, I'm going to be writing a lawsuit. We're going to see how it goes. I did enough research. I just haven't got to it yet because I'm trying to finish up the Administrative Procedures Act because I have been documenting that to the nth degree because I don't like surprises. And we're going to be using that memorandum. I'm going to be putting it out there. The enemy is agencies. The way to fight them is what's in the Federal Register. And if you think you're going to use code and get anywhere, all I can tell you is have a nice life because you're not going anywhere.
The IRS is not an agency. They're a service, right?
No, they're an agency. They're classified as an agency. They say so in court. And they have to publish in the Federal Register. They do publish in the Federal Register. And the thing is, they bring up some of these regulations, and nobody does anything about it. That's what's so amazing. They bring up a 301 reg. You don't even have to go to the Federal Register to see that they don't have the force and effect of law. It's called housekeeping reg. That's a holding of the Supreme Court. It's irrelevant. And nobody fought it. Why? You just sit back and scratch your head. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an attorney. But I don't believe anything unless I can find it and prove it. And it's there, but of course, without Westlaw, you're probably not going to have any luck. So that's why I encourage people, if you're really going to fight, get Westlaw. Maybe probably an individual account probably costs you $400. Get 10 or 12 people or stuff and get one account and get Westlaw. And I'll show you how to use it. Okay?
Okay, good night.
Okay, Andy in Texas, question or comment?
Hey, no, it's nice to talk to you. I'm here, yeah. In the past, I think what you're talking about, though, your procedures and how you get into the courtroom and get this stuff done and stuff, but now they've stacked the deck. I mean, George Soros has been spending the last 5 years putting all these different people into courtrooms and stuff. Do you really think that you can settle some of this stuff in the courtroom? I think we're past that point. I think our republic has gone beyond the courtroom because, I mean, sure, you might be able to find a judge that'll hear it and give you a sound finding or whatnot, but do you really think that we can do this through the courts or do you think we might have to do something different?
Okay, that's a very good question. Are a lot of them corrupt? Absolutely. Well, you know what the first problem is? You're not asking the right question. You don't even ask the right questions when you go to court. And why? Because you don't know. The lawyer won't
tell you.
He won't. Why does it? I got two cases on the United States District Court. Judicial power of a district court. That's a codified United States District Court. Judicial power of a district court. Does that mean the same thing as judicial power of the United States? Would you think they're different meaning or not? Yes or no?
I would think so, yes.
Different. Right. Okay, so what does judicial power of a district court means? It, when you go look at the statute, it says that the judge is representing the court, and the other case says the court is under the plenary power of Congress. It also identifies it as an Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9, which is a legislative court under the control of Congress. They print it. Would you go into a court that the judge is representing Congress?
Nope.
Well, I wouldn't either.
Nope.
They don't tell you that. You know how many cases has ever brought this up on appeal to any appellate court? One.
I have no idea.
We brought it up in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, which is supposed to be an Article 3, a specialized Article 3 court, which is a crock of smoke. But anyway, and what the court says, well, you brought this up too late, so we're not going to talk about it. Really, you bring up a case, the issue was there already. We just brought up a case where the court said, this is what you is. And they said, we're not going to talk about it.
Well, how do you bring up anything too late in a court case? I mean, it's about hearing the evidence, so there's nothing too late.
I'm sorry.
everything should wait.
Say again?
No, you said just a minute ago you brought this up too late, so we're not going to consider it.
Well,
how do you ever bring something up too late? You know?
Well, that's ludicrous. It means they can't talk about it.
Exactly.
I've never seen it in any court case. If you have an issue and you go to the next court, you can bring up cases in support of it. You don't have to have all those cases already researched out. If the issue is the same issue before the court, you bring up something in support of it. It's because they can't talk
about
it. And there is not one appellate court has ever brought this up. Ever.
Wow.
Well, guess what?
I'm
writing a writ of certiorari for the Moonies. I'm not an attorney, not a counsel at law. It's going to be in next week. And we're going to start using it in other cases because, you see, the problem is we are agreeing that we want to be slaves. We don't understand what's going on because they're lying to us. But That's exactly what my point was,
but bringing up the fact that do you think we can resolve this in the courtrooms? We're becoming slaves so damn quickly here. Okay, we're being told we can't do this, we can't do that, we can't do this, and you're sitting there telling us that there's something we can do, and so I'm worried about the fact that we're getting a little false hope, not from you, but just for the fact that we still think our courts are working. I don't think they're working. I think we're in big trouble.
I agree most of them don't, but the thing is, if you don't expose them for what they are, it's like the HR1. Did you know before, or if you called up a senator or representative, a question to ask your senator or representative why you wouldn't want it passed? Did you know that before you listened to my show? No,
I didn't. There's a lot of stuff I didn't know since I listened.
Number one, you haven't read it. And I'm not trying to be facetious or put you down.
Oh,
okay? I'm just saying, number one, you haven't read it. Number two, if you did read it, you probably wouldn't understand what you're looking at. And because everybody has specialties. And I've been doing this for 25 dang years, and I've got my butt handed to me a lot of times. But I also have wins. And then what's
words have more meanings than one.
Pardon? Yeah.
Meanings of words have everything to do with the courtroom. The words that you speak in right now are not the same words that you speak in a courtroom.
Well,
they have different meanings.
The thing is, you have to understand what the truth is.
Absolutely.
And then you have to expose these people for what they are. And so this is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to say, follow me, just like people don't believe this and they make fun of this. And just like I say, there are no public officers. I say, well, all you got to do is read the statute. There's no elections for them. And they print it that there are no elections. This new bill says it's only for federal officers. Well, how the hell are you going to have a state officer? Well, I don't know. Does that seem like a fair question? Where's the elections for any public officers in the state of Texas?
Seems like we're living in an oxymoron here.
No, we are living in a world of lies, and it's up to us to research why people die for a lack of knowledge. It's to get the knowledge and expose these things for what they are. Okay?
Sure. All right, you have a good night, sir.
I'm sorry?
I said you have a good night, sir.
Yeah, you too. And I always say, what's up with the federales? They're everywhere. I should say, what's up with the Chi-Coms? God, they're everywhere, too. Even in the theaters. You go to a theater. I haven't been to shows. I actually did one, go in and watch one about this girl that did miracles or something. That was a pretty good show. I never watched again, but it was a good show. But most of this stuff, like I didn't watch the Oscars last night. I would watch. Who would spend time watching these guys pat each other on the tush about the corruption nonsense? I did look just to see who won all the different movies and stuff. I'd never heard of any of this stuff. Never even heard of these people. So it must have really been good. Yeah, right. They're going to put themselves out of business. Quit supporting the NFL, the NBA, soccer, baseball. The thing that I say, if they will dishonor our republic and the people that died for it, and they will sign up for China for money, then I tell you, I have no faith that the game is not rigged like wrestling. I'm sorry. And I really like to watch football. Now it just turns me sick to the stomach. I just have no interest in it. I'm not ever going back to NFL. I'm not going to watch NBA. I'm not going to watch soccer. I could tear this Oscar. It's like, why would I? It's a people getting together that are a bunch of liars and traitors. Why would I be interested in supporting them? Like I say, there are other platforms coming out so we can get our communications going. And we have to stay in communications. We have to seek out the truth. And I'm going to be blowing out some of these different Biden executive orders and some of these regulation nonsense on my homepage, AlaskaMinuteman.com. I'm going to tell like it is. Tell me. I'll bring on anybody. I'll argue with them. Because I can ask them a couple of questions and the ball game is over. Just like this HR1. Why doesn't anybody say there's no state elections? That's a real simple issue. I think it's kind of important, do you think? Do you think there ought to be public officers in Texas? If you don't have any state elections, that means you have no courts. You think? Jeez. This is not complex science. It's simple logic. It's just like 1 + 1 is always going to eat 2, and it's not white privilege in math. I'm sorry. Give me a... These people are so loose, so far out there. I got caught when I was a little kid playing doctor. Now you can play doctor. It's a grown-up. Yeah, I feel like a woman. I'm going to go in the women's restroom now. Or in prison. Yeah, I feel like a woman. I'm going to go in there and the women and I can rape one. No, wow, this is... I don't know what to say anymore. It's just fight is all I can say. Get knowledge and fight. We're not done. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I'm sure probably John will be back tomorrow. God willing, I'll see you Sunday.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.